Blog Talk Radio.
This is Rich Money, and you tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Love and entertainment. It's butter, baby.
Ooh, babe.
Come on.
Get my buzz back. What everybody trying to be now, I was that. They could never stop me, that's why I love rap. Been living the life, crazy ice. With the baddest chicks in the world, maybe twice. The swag, the gear, the bread, all the whips is a year ahead. I only fear the feds. 45 on the other side of the peephole. Headshot from point blank, call of the free throw. Funny, cause I had the vision since Coleco. Back then, still ain't reached my peak though. Louis Lopez, yeah, Polo Pico. Call me whenever the boss is me. Yo, I drove Poppy crazy, so the industry's never gonna stop me, baby. Can't stop me, whether I'm on Fifth or L.A. or swap me. It's all good, cause I know the gangsters got me. First things first, the jaws of broccoli. I treat the rap game like a large monopoly. One-on-one, niggas can't guard me properly. And when they double-team me, the odds are sloppy. I move like some 80 milligrams of oxy. Send your sister back to your family, not me. Got too hot for the gram, got weed. And the rap bracket, he remains the top seed. Revolver hold six, quick to blow three. Audio heroin, so you don't OD. Shooters know you, but you don't know me. The block is crazy, can't stop me, baby.
Welcome to another episode of Love and Entertainment here on GQ Palace Radio. Now, before we get started, I want to take this time out and thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Now, last weekend, we had a spectacular show. We actually had my son, Mark Keith, came on the air. He's 15 years old. And he was talking about his generation with our generation. And, you know, is it the same or what's the worst thing about it? Which was a great topic. So I got to inform him. It was a great topic. Love how you came out. Love your enthusiasm for it and everything. At the Marquee, we had up-and-coming artist Mike Mouette. He's doing big things in the music industry. We played his smashing single, Addiction, and, you know, let the people know what was going on with him, what was his inspiration and goals as an up-and-coming artist in the music industry. At the mic, I did something different last week, which I think I'm going to do every last Friday of the month. I played the artist tracks, the up-and-coming artist tracks, and people called in and gave their comments and thoughts on the artist material, which was a good thing, because this way the artist knows how certain people feel about their music. You know, everybody have a different ear when it comes to music, and I think that's what I'm going to do every last Friday of the month, is rotate the artist's music and let the listeners call in and the callers call in and give their point of view on the artist material. To hear last week's episode, you could go to blogtalkradio.com and type in GQ Palace. That's D-E-E-Q-U-E Palace, and check out the archives. Now, tonight, we have another spectacular show for y'all. We have Deborah Carter with the DQ General Question. Debbie, if you're listening, when you come on the line, I don't know if I'm going to say your last name correctly, so I'm going to let you say it when you come on. That's how we're going to do that, because I want to make sure I say it correctly. And after her, after Debbie with her GQ General Question, we have artist Boom Bastic. He's doing crazy things in the music industry. He got a lot of stuff going on. He has tracks you won't believe. So we're going to play like two or three of his tracks that's hitting the nation real hard. After Boom Bastic, we have up-and-coming artist Monterey. He's doing big things. This is the first time DQ College has artists back-to-back. So like I said, this year I guess we're going to change it up a little sometimes, you know. Instead of having one, we might have two, you understand? Then we have the special guests, celebrities going, or however it goes down, pioneers, however we're going to do it. And Monterey, we're going to play his smashing single, I Love New York. So stay right there and don't move. We'll be right back with Debbie and her DQ General Question. This is Rich Money, DQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's Butter, baby.
Spirit of Marilyn calling me, audibly, bawling. She said that she would never leave, continue to torture me, telling me to come with her, underneath my comforter. And she brought a gun with her, pills and some rum with her, took me on the balcony, telling me to jump with her. Yeah, I'm in the ghost, but I ain't doing stunts with her. I ain't trying to be that, they just want to see that. But I got him Aggie, because I win the gold like Gabby.
She's just a girl and she's on fire.
God. Make the funny disappear when they fear God. Take away my fear when they in the fear God. Do you fear God? Cause I fear God. And in my backyard, that's a dear God. And that's a horse ranch. And to my core fans, keep repping me. Do it to the death of me. X in the box, cause ain't nobody checking me.
Welcome back to GQ Palace, and with me, like I said, I'm going to announce her name as I know it, but she's coming on. Debbie, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I appreciate you. It's an honor having you on. I know you're doing big things, but let the listeners know how you pronounce your name.
It's Debbie Carter Panikiet. It's actually a Dutch name.
Okay.
Not sure what it translates into, but everyone can just call me Debbie. That's fine.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, I don't want to say the name wrong. I'm like, oh.
Right.
So I really thank you for being patient with me on that. I really do.
No problem at all.
Would you like to let the listener know a little something about yourself? Because you got a lot of big things going on as well. That's why I'm really honored that you came on General Question.
Well, it's truly an honor for me. I have to say that right back to you. And I think your show is absolutely fantastic and fabulous. And what your son did last week was outstanding. And
I'm
a big fan. I'm a real big fan. So truly, it's an honor for me. I really feel blessed to be here.
Thank you. Would you like to tell listeners a little something about yourself?
Sure, I certainly will. I'd like to say, first and foremost, I'd like to thank God for just the opportunity and just feeling so ever so grateful for being on GQ. And I just want to say I come from a huge corporate background, everything from banking to real estate, all sorts of wonderful things. And then all of a sudden my heart turned to what I would consider a life of service, which is more or less helping others. I have a lot of different companies, and one is called Helping Hands, and the other one is called Helping Hands Worldwide. And what we do with those great companies, I have some great people working with me, always with me, never for me, always with me. And we network with organizations all around the world. It could be things as small as helping just an individual with the special need they have, anything from the homeless. We did a huge program for Feeding America. We did a feeding the hungry across the world. It was a huge event that we just participated in about last month. We work with the elderly. We care about the environment. We work with a lot of wonderful organizations about getting things taken care of, cleaned up, recycling. We work with unemployment. We work with our veterans. Oh, goodness.
Wow.
And most of all, we try and lift up as many people as possible through encouragement. I would say, just through encouragement. I'm also writing a book about my life experiences, reflecting on it, and, hoping to share that as a positive attitude and just put that forward, because I think that's something that is a little bit lacking right now.
Okay. Well, I definitely agree with you. And see, that's why I'm honored to have you on. All this stuff that you're doing, and, you know, the helping people out, you know, it's just, you know, a lot of people don't do that. You understand? They feel they got there. They don't want to help nobody out. If they got it, they know they could help them out a little something, no matter what it is. You know, chip in, help the person out, help people out.
Exactly.
That's what
Brian
is about, you know.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And to me, the only time New York really helped everybody out was when the terrorism, 9-1-1, you know, and everybody rest in peace. But that's when everybody came together. When everything got back situated, everybody split back apart and it was like, hey, Isn't that the truth?
Isn't that the truth? And, you know, I want to reach out to your callers and them that call in. You know, usually it's something I've realized, too. It doesn't have to be something huge. I mean, I can toot my own horn and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But once again, I emphasize that I work with so many different people, and I'm truly blessed to know so many people, including Eric Bendros. And it's about just the smallest little thing that you can do for another individual that, you know, just it's a blessing on their heart. It's amazing. And that's what I'd really like to focus on tonight, with an attitude of gratitude. What are we actually grateful for, and how do we feel blessed? You know, what brings us joy in our lives, and how can we improve on that? Most of all, kindness. You know, how do people express kindness? You know, do you want to cut somebody off in traffic, or do you just want to slow down a minute and just go ahead of me? Where's the fire?
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's your topic, right? How to express your gratitude and your kindness.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Okay, Dons and Divas, phone lines are now open. The number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air to give your point of view on every topic, or stay on the line to hear the show. If you're on your PCs and you want to go on the air, the number to call, like I said, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air as well and give your point of view on the topic. Me personally, Debbie, I think, you know, but some people, I feel like some people take kindness for a weakness, and those are the ones you really got to watch out for.
This is true. This is incredibly true. And people say if you're kind, you're weak. And I disagree. I totally have to disagree. We don't want to be taken advantage of, you know. Everybody has, you want to keep your boundaries. That's really important. But is it so difficult to actually ease someone else's burden and just know that you've helped them in a special way and just walk away with that wonderful feeling in your heart? I know so many people really are just, you know, money, out for the money, they're out for the gratitude, they're all out for other things that don't really mean a whole lot. When the bottom line comes and you say to yourself, can you actually sing Amazing Grace? Do you know the words? And do you know how you feel? You know?
And a lot of people can't say it.
Right?
I think a lot of people can. A lot of people actually don't know the Amazing Grace song.
It's a great song. It's absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's actually fantastic. I'm also involved in another program. It's called Empowered by the Word, which is it's a call that you can phone in anywhere around the world. And it's on Monday nights and Thursday mornings. And if you have a prayer request,
okay,
you have something that you need to do, something you need to, you know, speak up on, you need some help with, it's an amazing thing, and it's growing global. And that's a really good thing. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Okay. But we have some callers on the line, Debbie. Here we
oh,
go.
That's so good.
Hello, our first caller. Hello, caller, are you on the air?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Okay.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
I'm fine, hon. What's your name?
This is Carmella.
Carmella, how are you?
I'm blessed. Nevertheless, yeah. You know.
Exactly. Tell me why you feel you're blessed, hon.
Oh, waking up this morning was a blessing.
There you go.
Any day above ground is a beautiful day for me. you know. So I'm just thankful to be here, you know, thankful to hear all the great things you're doing for less fortunate people, you know. That's a big kindness from you, you know. And,
thank you.
I mean, you know, just listening to all the things that you're doing, I mean, it's a blessing for someone else, you know, along with you blessing yourself.
Well, you know what, Camilla, I want to thank you for saying that because I don't really think of myself that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew I'd have to write some things down. And when I wrote it down, I looked at all that I wrote and said, really? But I don't think of it that way.
I think of it
in a way of just, you know, if I walk by, I can walk by someone and just, you know, I think thank you is one of the greatest words in the world. I think it's one that we don't use enough. And thank you is just the best. And Carmilla, you're a blessing for calling in and just saying what you said.
I mean, as Rich was saying, we have so many people out there that can do for the less fortunate, but, I mean, for some reason won't.
Right.
You know, like it's really going to hurt them. I mean,
Why do you think that is?
You know what? I honestly don't know because you got to realize, you know, it's a blessing to you. So why not pass that blessing along the line to someone that is not, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If I call you for some help, even just words of encouragement,
yes,
just give it to me, you know? It's not going to cost you anything, but you have some people that won't even go that far.
It's
you know, it's like they don't have the time. And I don't know, it just seems like, you know, we're so against each other. But the thing is, if we pull together, you know, don't wait till tragedy happens. Pull it together from the gate. And then that way, you know, when that tragedy does happen, it won't be so hard. You know, I went through my little moment today, and I got to plan my gospel. I mean, I was just feeling so blessed just to be here, you know, because, Marvin Sapp never would have made it, and people don't realize that today, that it's all because of the man up above that we are here, and we have what we have. You know, and I've always said my motto is, I may not be what I ought to be, but I thank God I ain't what I used to be.
Oh, amen to that.
You know, so I'm just grateful. I'm thankful. You know,
and you truly are.
I just want to say, you know, to you, you know, that the things that you're doing for everyone, it sounds like a heavy load, but listening to you is nothing, you know, because that's what you do.
This is true.
You know, and give yourself a pat on the back because it's a great thing that you're doing. You're blessing somebody else just by being there. Seriously, you know.
I just gave myself a pat on the back. Thank you.
And keep up the good work. Seriously.
Thank you,
on the line. We have another call I want to bring in. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hey, what's going on?
All right. You got Debbie on the line.
How you doing, Debbie?
I'm doing fine. Who might you be, hon?
My name is Kent.
Hi, Kent. Welcome to the show.
All right. How you doing? I'm thankful to hear my brother Bo on the radio. You know, me and him go back a long ways. I kind of got chills just now listening to him. You know, chase his dreams and things like that. So I'm real thankful to see the brother doing what he loved to do, chasing his dream.
Amen. That's right. Good for you.
I think it's a beautiful thing, and I'm just happy. You know, stress to the shoulders, but I'm handling it. As long as I'm here and I'm free, I can get through it.
Good. Good. Have you got somebody who's encouraging you? Got somebody who's got your back covered on that?
Yeah, well, my family supports me, you know. I get words of encouragement for Bo because he knows my story, you know where I came from. So he kind of talks me off the ledge sometimes. He's a real good dude.
I got a quick one for you. It's called ASAP, A-S-A-P. Always say a prayer.
Yeah, always. I'm learning faith. I'm learning faith.
I like that, Debbie.
I'm learning. I'm learning faith, so I'm still a work in progress. I still have a long way to go, but I'm trying every day, so it's the best I can do.
That's all you need to do. You know, it's one step at a time. You know, baby steps are just perfect. They're perfect. You know, one giant leap is okay, and also baby steps are good, too. But, yeah, ASAP.
Debbie, give me a minute, because I keep hearing him say Bo on the radio. Now, I'm a little confused here.
I thought he was talking about you.
Yeah, I'm like...
Bo Bostic, okay. That's my boy.
Okay, he's coming on the next segment.
Oh, he's on the next segment? Because I heard him briefly on there for a minute. I don't know.
Bo wasn't on here yet. You probably heard me. That's
oh,
my
you sound like Bo a little bit.
Oh, all right. So I'm about to take my voice up when he comes.
Yeah, you definitely got to do that. You got to change the voice up a little bit because you sound like my bro a little bit.
This is Debbie. She's a general. This is a general question segment. And
oh, okay.
She won, but she has a question which you could answer since you already won.
Right.
And give you a point of view on it. Go ahead, Debbie. You can get over from here.
All right. Well, Kent, I'm really glad you called in. Let's see. My question for you would be, how do you take the time to express your gratitude for the small things? Like,
you go crazy like that.
Well, I just have a 8-month-old daughter, so every day I look at her, you know, I'm grateful for the small things I have in my life, like my family, you know, a roof over my head and work. Even though I haven't had a raise in 4 years, I'm grateful to have a job. So I take the time to smell the flowers. You know, I still got my head up in the sky, but I take time to smell the flowers.
Well, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. And have you ever thought, you probably encourage your daughter, no doubt. How old is she again?
8 months. She just made 8 months yesterday.
Oh, congratulations there.
Thank you.
That's a handful. But
yes, she is.
And it sounds like you're going to encourage her to be a wonderful, lovely lady.
Yes, I am. That's my child. That is my child. Make sure she's raised right and well-educated and grounded.
Well, that's music to my ears. Right. You're a true blessing to her, and that's what it's about. That's what it's all about.
Yes. Thank you. Okay. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, and thank you for calling in.
Bo, come on from 7 to 8.
All right, I'm going to stay tuned in, so I'm going to listen to y'all. I'm about to jump in a barber's chair and get a haircut and vibe out to y'all.
I feel you.
All right, y'all have a great night.
You too, Kent. Thanks for calling. God bless you, honey.
God bless.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the thing that I fell in realize is, look, first of all, I wonder why I kept saying Bo.
I thought he was talking about you, that maybe you all guys that grew up together.
No, I'm going to tell you, because I'm in here, and the Swiss population came and she said, you singing Bo? They call you Bo? I'm like, Bo. You know, I'm listening, I'm like, wait a minute.
Well, you know, we're all good friends in the bigger picture.
We got a lot of people that, okay, my lines is flooded, so if you want to join in on a topic, you're already on the air, on the line, all you got to do is press 1 to join in and give your point of view on Debbie's topic. Like I said, if you're on your PC, the number to call, 646-200-3838, and press 1 to go on the air. Now, I don't understand the fact that, you know, even nowadays, you got, it's hard for a person to do stuff for people because the way these kids is nowadays, they society, and they want to blame it on the parents as well. You understand? Which that part I don't understand. You know what I mean?
It's hard to look within. I have a thing. Miracles happen every day. And one of the things that I stress to a lot of different people, and I'd love to put this out there, is our dreams don't have an expiration date. and if, just take a deep breath and just try again. If you look from within, there's so many things. God is in everybody's heart, and he's a loving God, and he's very, very kind. And we all have the strength and the courage to really pull ourselves out of whatever it is we think someone else is to blame for, when actually we can make a change. Anybody can make a change. One person can take a moment and change another person's life by just a simple, simple act of kindness. I've seen it happen every single day. And not too many, not everybody will believe that. Not everybody wants to hear that. No, not everybody wants to hear that, but it's true. Miracles happen every day. Every day.
Yeah, it does. But, you know, like I was watching an episode last night with the people in Staten Island. I forgot what show I was watching. But I was just listening to how they was going in Staten Island when Hurricane Sandy messed up everybody's houses. How they went there, it was in like a big gym, and they went there, they was giving them the food and everything and clothes and everything. You know, and I was like, wow, you know. And the pictures with this lady, I can't remember her name, but I don't normally watch it. It was just on at that time when I was doing stuff and I was listening to it. And she has like a harsh voice. And she has a regular episode, and her family got together. And they was taking these people food from Staten Island, you know, because they said people been on their houses for like a day and a half.
Right.
You know, they lost it. And, you know, that's a good thing. I think you really get blessed for doing things like that.
It really is. It really is. And so many people think, you know, if we get back to, I mean, we have a huge homeless problem here in the country, but we have so many programs that are really reaching out to so many different people. And there's so many, I want to say, I'll focus on something like a food pantry, you know, churches and things like that. So many people just don't even understand that even dropping off, you know, you're going shopping and you just pick up an extra package of noodles or something like that, and then you just drop it in this box. You have no idea what the family who's going to receive that, along with a few other things, is so incredibly grateful. You know, it's just silly things like that, just things like that. I mean, even donating pencils to, say, a library that just doesn't have funds, and that's a school program that, you know, might need crayons. I mean, it's amazing what you can do. And the feeling you get after you do this is unbelievable.
Now, Debbie, let me ask you, what encouraged you to, like, help out everybody, like, to give you this feeling like, okay, well, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to help everybody out. This is what I plan to do. This is my blessing. What actually gave you that feeling to do that?
It just fell upon my heart. I have a huge corporate background, you know, and I used to be one of those people who might be able to sell an ice cube to an Eskimo. And eventually that bothered me.
That was
you know,
cute.
That just really bothered me. And I just woke up and said, it really is churning my stomach, and that's not who I am. That's who they want me to be. And I'm not comfortable with that. And so I just kind of slowly set out. I'll tell you one thing that really, and anybody can do this, but I tell you, we had so much fun. And I don't know how we did it. I have a small home. I've got 2 teenage sons myself. And probably about 5 years ago, it was a beautiful summer, and I took in 20 teenagers. They didn't stay at my house, but they were here every single day. And these were not the cream of the cream, okay? These were kids that had no connections with their parents. They were failing in school, no jobs. But then again, they didn't get 3 meals a day. You know, they didn't really have anybody to go, you know, this is just, life sucks, I'm not into this. So they get wicked anger problems and things like that. So I went out and I got a giant basketball hoop, you know. A lot of basketballs. All of a sudden I was like, I started opening up my grill, and I just opened my doors. And somehow the word got out. We started out with like 5, and next you know we get 10. Next you know we got like 20. And I'm telling you, by the end of the summer, and this is no lie, by the end of the summer, everybody had jobs. Everybody had manners.
Great.
These kids would come and dress for dinner. Okay.
Wow.
And I don't know how I fed them all. I think about this afterwards. And a lot of the times the kids, they got jobs, and they realized that was great. And then they'd go out and they'd pick up food, and we'd all have, I mean, it wouldn't be fancy or anything. It'd be mac and cheese, a couple of, you know, hot dogs on the grill and hamburgers and things like that. I got one guy who at the beginning of the summer was just so nasty. He's folding napkins, you know, and setting
That's
the picnic
great.
Tables up. I mean, it was like God was in the yard. It was the most amazing, truly amazing thing. Even my kids were amazed. And so was
wow.
I get a big lump in my throat just thinking about it. And to this day, I've been in my own community for almost 14, 15 years. To this day, I still have those kids coming up to me every now and again, whether I'm in the supermarket or if I'm at church, somewhere, anywhere, going, I want to thank you for what you did for me. And I'm floored.
It's
enough to make you cry because
yes.
for the simple fact of you doing everything, you know, and nobody had to push you to do it. You did it because that was in your heart, you understand?
Right.
And that was the good thing about you doing everything, you know. And if a person can't accept and give you that thank you with that kindness, like you said, then it's a true problem. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And I really think that that's a problem.
And you might have saved one of those kids' lives, you know, or being from in jail. I mean, you know, you have to think
Amen
about all those
that.
Things, too, you
yes.
know, because so many
and
of our
true.
Kids are going astray, you know.
Yes.
I mean, doing all the wrong things for all the wrong reasons, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if one kid take out one other kid's life, then we've lost two kids.
That's right. That's right.
So, you know,
yeah.
See, that's why I told you. You're a blessing in disguise, and you ain't even wanting to say it.
Well, hold on, Carmen. We have another caller. We're going to bring them on. I want you to stay on the line.
Okay.
Hello, caller, are you there?
Hi, hello. How's everybody?
Good, how are you?
Good. I just want to tell in of her story about helping boys and, you know, I didn't know the topic when I was calling in. I was just, you know, finally home for the first time on a Friday early enough. I didn't know the topic.
Glad to have you. What's your name?
This is Kia.
Oh, how are you doing, Kia?
How are you?
Okay, go ahead. You can continue.
Go ahead,
yeah. So what is the topic? I didn't put the tail end of what she was talking about what she did. You know, 20, you know, at its age range, and, you know, she went to basketball hoops, and, you know, now the guys have jobs and stuff like that. I just want to tell him about.
All right. Debbie, she mainly want to know what's your topic, so I'm going to let you take it from here.
Oh, okay. What we're doing tonight is we're talking about attitudes and gratitudes and what we feel grateful for and how we've been blessed and acts of kindness that we just want to show. We want to encourage people to reach out to just one other person, either helping them fix their sleeve, talk to the CAG, help them with a tall item in a grocery store. As you're driving along, let somebody go ahead of you instead of trying to cut them off or let them cut you off. We're talking about attitudes of gratitude and blessings and kindness. That's what we're talking about tonight.
Well,
how can you want to talk to us? Talk to us.
I'm going to the last part you said.
I was going to say, how would you show someone kindness? What can you think that you're grateful for or something like that?
Yeah, I'm grateful that, you know, I've always been, before 2011, and I used to drown myself in work, because, you know, career, you know, when, you know, I love my job, but I when 2012 took me time to get back and do a lot of things, because I'm big on literacy, so I do a lot of campaign for literacy, so I'm big on that, so I go to a lot, I had the privilege of going to a lot of sessions this last 3 months, like, you know, giving my time to hearing kids read, I love to hear kids read. I just was always a passionate about reading. I love the library. I think, I, you know, my thing I'm looking at now is, like, I think any kid that know how to write their name should have a library card.
Wonderful.
I get back my time, and I get back my time a lot. And believe me, my lunch breaks, if I'm not busy or something not going on, I don't have to have any meetings or anything, and I try to clear anything that's in, stuff that I have to do. I go to, like, schools in Harlem, schools in New York City. I also want to hear kids read Black History programs. I leave my office at 12:30, and I don't come back to 3. So nobody, even my people don't call me until I get back. So I like to take, I just love to do these things. I like to hear and go out and volunteer. I'm big on volunteering. Because I remember when I was coming up and things that I did, my parents had me in so much program. I was always in the library, volunteering, whatever. I like to volunteer my time. So I take time and volunteer, and I'm big on volunteering. You have to know how to give your time to give back. So I give up. I'm grateful that I have enough time to give back. And I enjoy when I go and listen to kids read.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Volunteer. God bless you. God bless you. You are definitely, that warms my heart like you have no idea. But really, it warms your heart, no doubt.
I was married to my career. I didn't have time. You know, and I just started thinking about things that, you know, I always had a passion for African-American studies. I never majored in African-American studies, but it always was that burn because I read a lot. But, and then all of a sudden, when I started making the job, I said, you know what, I'm not even going to be, because everybody says, this is the first thing everybody said, kid, never had, you know, when I came back here, I was like, well, y'all think here, you think here, come here, you know, you think here, whatever, and I'm like, and my family members just always think I was too busy for everybody. I would come here, it was going to be just time for my mother, and then I'm going back to D.C., confidence, and I'm going, and I just always hear all the complaints about, you know, and I just always love to hear kids read. Even in my Sunday school, I like to hear kids recite stuff because it was just like a fascination about hearing kids or anybody going to poetry or something like
that. Let me ask you something. What gave you that inspiration, like I had Debbie, what gave you that inspiration to, like, want to do all that? Like, what actually gave you that feeling to, like, get this feeling to have these kids read and get these library cards and everything? What actually gave you that feeling?
I think because when I was,
encourage you to do it.
I had a teacher, my history teacher, used to always talk about my history teacher and my English teacher, Miss Scott and Mr. Jones. Miss Scott used to always tell me, she can see great things coming out of me, and because of my love for certain things that when I put my mind on something, I stay with it. I'm big on, like, she's always telling me, when she gives me a project to do, I don't know, 100%, I feel like 150. And she can see how creative my stuff. And then with Mr. Jones, he just loved my passion for reading, because he's always, you know, when I read, I'm reading, you can tell somebody reading from the heart. And if somebody just plain reading. But ever since I was 8, I stayed in the library. That was one of my favorite places to visit, the library. I was always in the library. And then my mother could just drop me off, and she would come back to throw this question, because she did not want to leave. I'm not going to sit in the hairdresser with her. She's in the hairdresser early, because she's out the way, because she knew I'm not going nowhere with her. I would not go to other people's birthday party. I'm going to go to the library. I lived in a library, so that's probably why I can't get that. My sister bought me the Nook, you know, and I gave it to my cousin because I still like to throw the book. I don't like the handheld stuff. I don't even.
Right.
I said, well, let me give it to her because she likes to read, so I'm gonna give it to her. So I pass on to her, and I like the book. Give me the book.
Mm-hmm.
I love to fill up a book. I love to go to Barnes and Noble's. I'm going to actually have Barnes and Noble for like an hour and a half. And this month they had a lot of performances. It was Women's History Month. Last month they had a lot of performances. It was Black History Month. Now this month, Women's History Month, I'm being Barnes and Noble's on Monday, a couple of days next week, just enjoying Women's History Month.
Oh, okay. Well, Kia, I want you to stay on the line.
Yeah.
Stay on the line with us. We have another caller.
We're going to bring them in right now. Okay. Hello, caller, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Debbie, it's on you.
Tell me who you are, hon.
I'm Rita.
Hi, Rita. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What would you like to share with us, hon? How do you feel blessed? What do you feel grateful for?
Well, I feel blessed that I woke up this morning. I feel blessed I wake up every morning, God willing. You know, I'm blessed. You know, I'm
putting you with Carmella on that one. Okay.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Somebody didn't wake up this morning, so you
exactly.
have to be so blessed that you woke up this morning because you didn't have to.
Right.
You know,
right.
So I'm definitely blessed, and I'm thankful for my friends, my family, some of my employees, some of my peers. I say some, but all of them, you know. I work with teenage children, and sometimes, you know, you just want to take them all home with you and show them a better life, you know, because
yeah,
life hasn't
yeah.
always been fair to them,
yeah. Yeah.
you know, so,
yeah.
you know, I'm thankful that I still have, you know, the strength, the wisdom, and the energy to be able to walk in there every day and know that I'm going to face a teenager with some type of problem that is beyond their control, you know. They're there because life wasn't fair to them, you know, and I believe that part of my gift that God has delivered to me, you know, part of my calling is just being able to sit with them, to pray with them, to talk to them, just to be an outlook and allow them to be able to come to me and communicate with me. And I don't judge
them. It takes a strong and loving woman to be able to recognize that, you know, to step outside yourself and to understand where they're coming from.
Right.
That is truly, and you are truly a blessing, and you are truly blessed. You are
Thank
really
you.
Blessed, truly. That is something else. And having worked with children with disabilities and actually adults with disabilities, I can appreciate that. You know, everybody has a gift, and we can't just dismiss that. I won't speak for other people, but I can't dismiss somebody just because they're a little different than I am or they have an issue. You know, I think you extend a helping hand, and it's amazing. The nice thing is you're paying it forward. And I think what you're doing, Rita, is you'll be paying it forward for each and every individual that you're helping, teenagers, et cetera. I mean, all of you, everyone from Miller, Kent, Bill, and Rita, we're paying it forward because anything we can extend to somebody is something that they will pass on. And
right. That's
the way we can break a nice chain that needs to be broken.
But I must say there's some days where, you know, I wish that I could be the person doing the hiring and I could sit behind that desk and say, okay, well, you know what? I know that when you come here, you're just coming for a paycheck. So,
right.
you know, you and I wish that I could do that part, you know, because there's some people there who, you know, who aren't genuine. And, you know, these kids, they're abused, you know, they've been neglected, they've been molested, they've been all these things. And to come into an environment where you don't feel safe and where you can't talk to everyone, you know, I wish that I could do the hiring sometimes because I know there's some people I'd like to fire. You know, or maybe just give them a personal reference to another job that's suitable for them.
So I
just pray that, you know, in my time that I'm still there, that, you know, God will allow me to still humble myself and still do the work that he has, you know, called me to do with them.
Hallelujah and amen to that. Right.
I was just about to ask you, I always find that people that work in social service as well as teachers, you can tell who is passionate about their job. I've learned that over the years when you work in volunteering and kids that you can tell people who come here to get a paycheck and who have a kind heart. Because
right, actually really cares. Right.
Dealing with people who not love their job, and you got to deal with kids, and it's tough that when you're working to try to make it better, a better place for kids to be there, and you have some other people that turn it down.
Right.
You're right. You want to try to hire them or fire them because everybody's not fit for that job. You have to have a passion for that job. You have to love that job. You have
right.
to make up everything to make a difference today instead of going, let me go on this job and take care, whatever. That, you can't have the attitude. Go up there with people. That's something that needs to be addressed. Because because
exactly.
I've seen this past week with teachers that just come there and they just, because kids going to tell it. Kids going to tell whether they don't, they're inferior, that the teacher, they feel the teacher don't respect them. I've heard it this week.
I believe them.
I believe everything they say, and I was going to ask you, it comes a time when you have co-workers, you work with these people, and you know they don't love their job, but yet and still they come to that paycheck.
Right. And it's easier if we, like I said, if we can pay it forward and we can be encouraging and still keep ourselves. I mean, a lot of people get lost and they'll feel overwhelmed, and that isn't actually what God is looking for us to do.
Right.
He doesn't really want us to hurt. He still wants us to always feel that we are being blessed and blessed. Blessed with other people. It's very important to remember that. And that comes down to what I was saying about the boundaries, you know. Love what you do. Love exactly what you do. Try and help as many people as you can. But don't do it as you're falling down.
Right.
Right. Always
you're
know.
Right
always, yeah, and always know that one thing that I've been blessed with is that it's okay to step back. I've got a little thing, be still and the Lord will fight for you. He'll just quiet you. He'll just settle things down for you if you just reach out to him. And I know so many people who just get overwhelmed at times with things that are going on. And it's good to step back.
Right.
Slow
right.
down.
You're absolutely right. I actually had to speak to one of the people because we have this thing that we do in the morning. And it's where you give, you know, you say your name and how you feel and what's your goal for today, and then you say, who can help you for today?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a habit. This one lady, you know, her goal was always 4 o'clock, to see 4 o'clock, you know, because that's what time we get off, you know. So her goal was to see 4 o'clock every single day. It wasn't to help the kids achieve their goal. It was to see 4 o'clock. And at the end of it was when they, you know, when they say, who can help you? She was like, Jesus. You know, and everyone, not all, because she was trying to be funny.
And we
can't, you know, that's why at first everyone thought it was hysterically, like everyone was just laughing and, you know, and then as she kept saying it each and every day and everybody was paying attention to what her goal was. Her goal was to see 4 o'clock. Her goal wasn't to help the patients achieve their goal for that day. You know, 4 o'clock is going to be the top, you know, the clock's going to keep on going. But the goal is to be able to help someone, to save someone, you know,
right.
to help them with their goal. Because their goal is, you know, their feeling is, oh, I'm agitated. Oh, I'm depressed. Oh, I feel like doing self-harm. So if your goal is to see 4 o'clock, how are you helping, you know?
Well, right, right.
You know, in all reality, you're not helping them. So I had to, like, pull her to the side and just say, hey, you know what, I know that you feel like, you know, Jesus is going to help you, you know, through everything. I understand that. But at the end of the day, you might want to switch that goal up because the patients feel like you're not here to help them. You know, you told one of them, well, I get paid on Thursday, so it really doesn't matter. You know,
yeah.
How do you tell that to someone? That makes them feel like they're at home and their parents are working for the money and they never see their parents.
That's right.
You
know. That's right, Rita. That's right. That's right.
So that's.
She said she
gets paid regardless every Thursday. That's what she told us.
Wow.
She gets paid every Thursday.
You as a coworker dressed like a
coworker. I didn't understand what you said.
You as a coworker, you know her colleague, whatever. You address her as for her behavior, as her situation.
I addressed it, but my thing was is that I'm not her boss. I'm her colleague. I'm her peer. You know when.
Well, imagine her living, thinking that way. You know what I mean? And
right.
and that's actually like a huge void that could be filled. That's like an empty shopping bag that is just blowing in the wind.
Right.
You know.
So, you know.
Why not
something?
Why not stop that? Why not? You know. But you're right. I mean, to speak up, and that's wonderful. And that's what you can do. You know, you can't. You can bring that the water to the wharf, but can you get it to drink? No.
No, not unless they're forced to send us a drink. But you know, we can try. We can try, and that has a lot to say about us when we try that. But yeah, you know, you can bring the water to the horse, but can't always get that horse to drink it.
Exactly right. Well, Debbie, you know, we have come to the end of this segment. Would you like to give your final thought on it?
Yes, I would actually just like to reach out and offer just a prayer of thanks for the callers you did call in, and Rich, for just the honor of being on your show. I want to thank Carmella and Kent and Pip and Rita for your thoughts, your comments, and sharing. I've gotten a lot out of it, and you've definitely blessed me. And I just want to just say a quick prayer.
Sure.
If that would be all right.
Sure.
And, I mean, it's the typical one. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Our kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Forgive me.
Okay.
Let me start over again. Hold on a second. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Deliver us not into evil. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. I also want to say thank you, Father God, for your ultimate love, your mercy, and your grace. And thank you, God, for the love you hold in your heart for each of us and for this wonderful forum where we can actually reach out to one another and be heard.
Amen.
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 Wow.
You know, Debbie, you're welcome back anytime. Is there any shout-outs you want to give or anything like that to anybody?
Well, I definitely want to give a shout-out to Lavina and to you, Rich. And I would like to give a shout-out to Eric Bendros, who is an inspiration to me, and also a very special person, Jesse Harding, who is working together on a homeless project out of Connecticut. And definitely a shout out to my two boys and to the 20 wonderful kids, teenagers who have gone on and have been blessed in their own life and have blessed me back.
Wow. Well, Debbie, you know, you're welcome anytime. It's never a problem. I'm not going to say your last name because I.
Just call me Debbie, huh? That's fine, huh?
Okay. And you know you're welcome anytime. We got numbers. We're going to keep in touch because there's still some things we need to do and talk about. All right?
All right, Rich. Thank you so much. And thank you so much to all your callers for calling in and just sharing. And as always, just pay it forward. Just take a moment and just a small act of kindness and you'll be all set.
All right. Okay, Debbie. Thank you once again. It's been an honor.
You're welcome.
Debbie thank Carter, you. Done.
That's the right. Debbie Carter panicky. That's right.
There you go, Dodger Diva. All right, coming up next, we have Uprising Boombastic, and he is doing crazy things in the music industry. We're going to play a few of his tracks that's hitting the nation real hard and find out what's his inspiration and goals in the music industry. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace. Love and entertainment is butter.
Rock my own kick game. Eight figure deal, figure how I'm caught side at the clip game. Still pop ace, king shit, I'm a rosé. Black made back, leather gloves on that OJ. Okay, yeah, you beating me, no date. Fans will make a dance, that's $1,000 foreplay. AK, get a full clip, not a sound wave. You kiss her in the mouth, ask her how my taste. If you don't want no drama, I'm worth a couple commas of death before the sauna. Last king come sign up, all my bitch be designer. Extraordinary rhyma, hot body this shit for nothing. Wet, west up, hot temper, get wet up. She give me head, not neck up, to clean the mess up. One false move, dead from a gesture. Cash in the safe, now I don't feel no pressure, I'm dope. All my shit is dope.
how much this dope. Cause it's 187 how I'm killing these hoes. How much this dope. How much this dope. Cause it's 187 how I'm killing these hoes.
H on the bubble, her man's out of hustle. Crown on the watch, guns to Indale Duggan. 8.7 on the crib, so fucking. Went gold in the month, so it ain't no budget. New chains, Rolex links. New chick just to drag my mink. New car just to ride around here. Aviator crew, we flies around here.